Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. George Van Horn is with us, ladies and gentlemen. George is a new friend. He's a senior analyst with IBIS World, and they're an organization that provides industry and market research for their customers and around the world. And George is, and his organization have compiled a few lists of industries that have done the worst and the best, and that are going to be the worst and are going to be the best as we look forward. And George is here to talk to us about that. George Van Horn, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Okay, let's talk about, obviously, state the obvious for us, George. Why should we look back at the worst and forward at the best?
Well, basically the reason is to really understand what the big business trends are and to isolate what characteristics the industries that are either performing the worst or performing the best have, so that you can take those industry characteristics and what's affecting these best and worst and really kind of overlay them either with your own business or with your own investment philosophies as
right.
to, you know, how do these characteristics, how might they play out in your own world.
One of the best ways to know where you're going is to see where you've been.
Exactly.
And another, I'll give you another little one that I business planning saw is, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Right.
So if you want to, folks, what I want you to do when you think about these things that George is going to report to us, these are macro industries. These are big industries, and what you do is you either are in one of these industries, or you're a niche of one of these industries, or a niche of a niche, or your customers. You know, if you're business to business, you've got customers in these industries, and so as these, you know, to the degree that the George's forward thinking, their IBIS World's forward thinking is accurate. You know, it could. It's just a little bit of a heads up for you as you do your business planning, as you're thinking about where we're going. George, let's do the worst of the last 10 years quickly. One of the big ones, the big groups that I see in this is apparel.
Right, actually, apparel and clothing manufacturing really takes the prize, unfortunately, for probably being the most directly impacted over a long period of time from competition overseas. So when you think about men's and boys apparel or clothing accessories, or even getting down to, you know, fabric mills that supply the clothing manufacturer,
right,
and things like that, the whole outsourcing trend favoring lower cost operations overseas, especially in Southeast Asia.
So this is strictly from a U.S. perspective then.
Yes, these industries that we're looking at really are just measuring U.S. industries. And the other thing that might be worth noting is that while we've got the top 10 and the bottom 10, IBIS World looks at 700 different industries. So we're really looking at right now just the ones that are at the far extreme.
Right. Well, and you know, you were talking about the apparel industry and how tough it's been, especially from the United States standpoint. It is. But, you know, you could go to Mexico and say the same thing. You could go to China and say the same thing. Because those jobs over the last 15 years, those jobs first went to Mexico, then they went to China, now they're in Vietnam or somewhere else.
No, that's exactly right. And that's actually, given that we're only looking 10 years out, there are some signs that things certainly, even in China, in some industries are certainly slowing down, or the size of the business isn't as competitive. If it's a smaller business in China, it's not as competitive as it might have been five or 10 years ago. But yes, there are a couple of other countries out there that are in the queue as far as still being attractive. So that's what keeps the trend intact.
Well, and one of the main things we see here is most of the ones that are the worst over the last 10 years were the ones where they're lower skilled, and the labor was able to be exported and moved around the easiest. So that's one of the things. But one thing that's interesting on this list of the worst over the last 10 years is money market and other banking. Explain that to us.
Well, that really is a function just of some of the financial turmoil that's been occurring, and quite frankly, in an environment with very low interest rates, which we've generally had for most of the past 10 years.
That's right.
That's where money markets, types of funds and the investment, the amount of capital people are putting into money markets has actually been relatively slow, if not
declining. So that's primarily from a liquidity banking standpoint, really, is what
you're... Well, it's both liquidity banking and people just really looking for higher rates of return over a 10-year period of time.
Exactly. One of the things that's interesting is the recordable media manufacturing. Now, is that from a globalization standpoint, or is that from a technology standpoint, do you think?
It's really more from a technology standpoint, and it's good that you pointed that out, because most of our winning list is all dominated by technology, but that is an example where in a short period of time technology has changed so much so that, yes, people making tape recordings or even DVD and CD manufacturing is starting to decline, certainly as everything has become digital and it just goes on to a hard drive somewhere.
Let's. You want to do the worst for the coming 10 or the best for the past 10 next?
Well, I think the thing that's noteworthy, let's just say, in terms of the worst industries moving forward is that it is, let's say, somewhat more eclectic in terms of the types of industries.
Yep.
And one thing that is also noteworthy is that when industries are in kind of a long-term decline, which most of them are in their life cycle, these long-term declines really take a long time to play out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, apparel has shouldered the brunt of bad news for probably 20 years. Some of these that we've got looking forward in terms of the worst performing are, suffer from a lot of just eclectic topics. Some of them are because of product substitution.
One of the most interesting to me, George, which is something that's pretty easy for most people to see, and that's the wired telecom carriers, the people who depend on their twisted copper wire infrastructure.
Right.
Wireless is the future, isn't it?
Right. It's a classic substitution issue where wireless and even voice over IP certainly are both taking business away from wired telecom, and that will expect to continue probably for the next 10 years as even technology advances and maybe even speeds up some of the product substitution.
Right. Lighting and light bulb manufacturing, is that a technology? Or hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. George Van Horn is with us. He's with IBIS World. We're going to just touch a little bit more on a couple of the industries that are on their way out, and then we're going to focus forward. What's the best industry to think about coming up in the future? It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. George Van Horn is with us. He's with IBIS World Incorporated. George, tell us where we can find you guys online.
The homepage is www.ibisworld.com.
IBISworld.com. And as I mentioned earlier, you guys are in the business of helping industries and companies with industry and research and market research, right?
That's exactly right. And it ties very closely to one of your earlier comments that a lot of industries and companies certainly just use it to support their business planning and to understand and create a competitive strategy for how, as an individual company, they're going to outperform kind of the environment of the industry that they're in.
If you had to pick one dramatic industry going forward in the next 10 years that you would watch the closest, that's the most going to be the most dramatic example of a dying something that besides the wired telecom, we talked about that earlier, and that's a very dramatic one. What would be another dramatic one?
Well, actually, I think you left off or had made a comment about light bulb manufacturing, and what's interesting there really is that when you look in the past, it really has been affected by outsourcing to foreign competition, so that's what's depressed the U.S. side of the business as far as manufacturing. But when we look forward, in both our winners and losers lists, we're also trying to find an industry that certainly has something on the horizon that's going to be a big driver.
Right.
And in light bulbs, which everybody kind of takes for granted, the real driver going forward is LED lighting.
Oh.
LED lighting, ironically, is actually in the semiconductor industry.
Right.
So it's not an obvious industry that you would think is going to compete with old-time light bulbs.
But right.
It certainly will in the future, and that will be something that everybody has to, you know, be up to date on and be prepared to adjust.
Very interesting.
For.
Very interesting. Also, the green movement, which is part of your going forward, part of your industry mentions here, the green industry is going to affect that as well. So let's move forward. Let's talk about what the industries that are going to be the best going forward.
Sure. Well, the industries that are going to be the best. One, technology industries certainly are very still prevalent.
Right.
I think in the past 10 years, technology represented maybe 6 out of the 10 winners.
Oh, yeah.
And in the next 10 years, they're probably going to represent 4 out of the next 10.
Mm-hmm.
So technology is still dominant, but it is probably a little bit less dominant than it was in
that,
the past.
And that means, I think that, it seems to me that that means that a lot of our technological applications have become mature, and it's kind of hard to, there are not that many new killer apps available in the next 10 years as there have been in the last 10 years. Would you agree with that?
We would typically agree with that, and one of the topics that certainly comes up when you talk about technology is that technology life cycles can be extremely compressed.
Right.
So industries that didn't even exist can dominate and have tremendous growth for 10 or 20 years, but it may not go into the same type of prolonged growth just because new technology will come up and new competition
right.
will come up. So that's we agree with that.
Here's two very interesting entries, number one and number six. I'm sorry, number two and number six. And they're from two different ends of the life cycle spectrum. Number two is retirement and pension plans for old guys, and number six is video games, which I'm assuming is for the young kids. So that's interesting there that we got and both of those over the next 10 years are going to represent the highest population groups, aren't they?
Well, certainly the retirement plans will represent the baby boom generation, and certainly everybody that preceded them and is immediately behind them in terms of trying to get their financial houses in order, and that really is the demographic theme for
right.
why they do show up on the front on the winners list going forward. But video games, interestingly, also has a demographic theme that a lot of people aren't aware of, and that really is that it's got great consumer demographics from the standpoint that it's gamers usually start as very young people and adolescents and teenagers,
mm-hmm.
but what the statistics have been showing us for the last couple of years is that more and more those young gamers continue to game
right.
even as they get older.
Right.
And new technology comes in, like the Wii Fit type of application that is just not action and shoot 'em up games,
mm-hmm.
but there are other applications that are probably coming down the pipeline that will keep this expanding demographic usage of video games going for the next 10 years. So
right.
that's why it shows up on the list.
And another one that I think is interesting is you have two here for the environment, environmental consulting and recycling facilities. Those are two big industries coming up for the future. That's an interesting, I mean, we're running out of, we're producing a lot more waste, and we're running out of ways to do that, aren't we?
Well, not only we're producing it, but exactly what we do with it is problematic. But when you look at certainly both from a consumer standpoint and even maybe more importantly from a business standpoint, it is certainly a business attribute these days for people to document how they are improving their production processes and how their manufacturing is becoming green. So this
mm-hmm.
this is a social type of phenomenon that certainly we think has a lot of legs to it. And during the recession, it's done reasonably well, all things considered.
If somebody could come up with a killer app zapper that could molecularize all of our waste, they could that would be the next billionaire that would coming down the pike, wouldn't it?
That's a good example, and quite frankly, after we're done with this show, probably everybody will sit down and start to look for companies that have that next killer
exactly.
app, because I think you're exactly right online.
IBIS Worldwide, I'm sorry, IBISWorld.com, is that right?
That's exactly right. And certainly that'll take you to the U.S. side of the website.
Right.
There certainly are different websites that we've got for China and for Australia.
George, will you come back another day?
I'd be glad to. I certainly enjoyed my time, and
I'm
hope your audience has benefited. And
we'll do it again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.